Mercury is an essential part of dental amalgam, the silver stuff used to fill cavities. The mercury keeps the amalgam soft until it's pressed into the cavity. Then it bonds to form a very stable, durable filling. The problem is the small bits of amalgam that are left over after the cavity is filled. The suction hose that cleans them out of your mouth generally dumps them down the drain, so they can easily end up in a lake or river where they can be eaten by fish. The average dental office creates about a half pound of waste mercury every year. Just a tiny portion of that would be enough to warrant fish advisories.
The amount that's sewered from dental offices is probably the largest input to the sewer system.
Tim Tumanen is a pollution prevention specialist with the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District in Duluth. He's been working with dentists in the city for nearly 10 years to reduce the mercury they wash down the drain. He started with the vacuum systems nearly all dentists already have. When the suction hose whisks amalgam out of your mouth, the pieces are held in a container to keep them from damaging the vacuum pump. Tumanen showed the dentist how to empty the container and bring the contents to the district's recycling program. In the first 2 years, the amount of mercury coming into Duluth's wastewater treatment plant was cut in half, and it's been reduced even further since then. To cut down on mercury even more, Tumanen got a grant to buy more expensive equipment that captures up to 99% of the amalgam. He offered the equipment free to any dentist who would agree to use it.
You know, I'll go in and install them, train the dental assistants and the dentists how they operate. That only takes, you know, a half hour. They're very simple. And then after 6 months, I show them how to manage the solids particles that collect in them over that time period. And so it's really pretty simple.
Most of the dental offices in Duluth have installed the systems, and Tumanen expects the rest to follow suit. Lorraine Kellerman operates the system in one dental office. Once a week, she empties the chair-side traps and puts the chunks of amalgam into a container for recycling. Then she goes down to the basement, where a tank, like an aquarium, collects the finer particles. The heavy amalgam settles to the bottom of the tank.
We just put the hose in the drain, turn the lever, and you just wait till the fluid runs out, and then you can come back down. It doesn't take long. It only takes a few minutes, basically.
Once a year, the amalgam that collects at the bottom is cleaned out and recycled. Kellerman's boss is dentist Jim Westman.
The beauty of this technology is in its simplicity. Gravity works. It's simple. It's very inexpensive.
Westman says the dentists in Duluth are happy to use the equipment. It costs about $500, and the recycling charge is about $50 a year. Westman is chair of the Minnesota Dental Association's Environmental Committee. It's been working on a plan to help dentists around the state of Minnesota reduce their output of mercury. Westman says they want to make it easy for dentists.
No matter where someone has a question in regards to what's going to work with my equipment, there's so many variations from one office to next. Who are my resources to call for handling, transport, process, and materials? It's that who you're going to call side of the question that is what I think is going to make the biggest difference as we build a bigger program.
If the voluntary program catches on in Minnesota, it could spread to other states. Michael Bender is director of the Mercury Policy Project, a national organization working to reduce mercury in the environment. He says dentists around the country are beginning to feel they should do their part.
It's part of the cost of doing business. It's not going to break any dentists back financially, you know, to cover the cost of doing whatever it takes to be a good business, responsible to the community, responsible to the environment.
In December, the Environmental Protection Agency is convening a meeting on dental mercury. The agency will publish information on ways state and local governments can keep dental mercury out of the environment. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hempill.